Welcome back to episode 3 of Perspective, everyone. Disha and I are so grateful and blessed to be here, and we can't thank you enough for all of you listening in. Your support means the world to us. If you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe. So the last two episodes were quite intense. Disha and I opened up about our personal struggles as individuals and as a married couple, and how we overcame those struggles. Now that we've covered our story and a bit about how we got here today, it's time to start diving into some subjects that we're really passionate about in more detail. Today, we're going to discuss our perspectives on the meaning of life. If somebody asked me what I thought the meaning of life was when I was a child, a teenager, or even a young adult, the answer would have been very different from the answer that I'm going to share with you today. I'm sure that Disha can attest to this as well. As we change over time, so does our outlook on life.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, we kind of touched on this in the last episode. You know, everybody's kind of just drifting through life, doing things rather unconsciously. You know, you get a job, you have a family, you start, accumulating possessions, you achieve things academically, job-wise, career-wise, you know, and a lot of it is driven by things that are not conscious to you. I think something important that we all need to reflect on is, what is the meaning of your life, and what is it that's important to you? And actually, you know, live a life of intention, you know, and to get there, I think it takes some reflection and time to kind of realize, you know, there's two parts to it, you know, who am I and what am I here to do in this world, in this life, are like some of the big questions that can really help you. If you answer those, will really help you build a life of intention and purpose. I think our perspectives on life has changed, like Rick said, drastically between when I was a kid to a young adult to, you know, being a mom of two, wife. And the only reason why we were able to, you know, experience that change or accept that change is because we took the time to reflect and realize who we are and who we are not.
Well, you know, I realized, at least from my perspective, that realistically there's two different versions to this question. There's the first version of the answer to this question that we've been conditioned to believe by society, and that's sort of the answer that I had myself growing up. You know, we were taught that the meaning of life, as you said, was to go to school and get good grades and to build the skills necessary to find a high-paying job. And then once we accomplish all of these things, we can find a spouse, we can fall in love, we can get married, we can have children, we can buy a house and cars and all the materialistic stuff that we desire to live that fulfilling life that we want. So when you've accomplished all these things, when you have that big fancy house and the cars and the money, in society's version, we're successful. We've done it. We've made it.
Yeah. And according to society, I think you've done it. And not just society. I think for me, I like having a house, kids, family, like getting married, you know, and you know, it's like a movie, like happily ever after.
The American dream.
The American dream, or like anybody's dream, right? Like, but do you find that you are happy, that you're able to really enjoy living that life and being present and really appreciating the life you have, that you're living? Or are you constantly trying to escape, or constantly trying to search for something else, something better? Or, you know, like, are you able to be present where you are and really happy with the life you have and that you've created, allowed yourself to enjoy, you know, this dream that you've accomplished. You know, me as a kid, I always dreamt about, you know, being married and having kids, and this is my happily ever after. And, you know, for a while there, it was hard for me, but now I'm at a place where I do really enjoy being where I am. And I think it's important for people to take time and really reflect and think about, you know, what is the meaning of my life? Who am I and what am I here to do?
Yeah. So we came to a point where, you know, we had everything. We had kids, we had the house, we had the cars, we had the money. And now we were, you know, reaching that 35, 40, 45 years old. And I came to a point where I was thinking, now what? What's the meaning of life to me now? Do I need to get a bigger house? We ended up buying a nicer car. We changed positions in my career and your career to make more money. And maybe that will fill that void that I was feeling deep within. But it didn't. It didn't at all. And don't get me wrong, like, growing up as a kid in my 20s, most of my 30s, that answer that society gives us was the answer to the meaning of life for me. It was the same as everyone else, because that's what we've been conditioned to believe. You know, always chase more money, always look for bigger houses, always look outside of yourself for happiness, because that's what we're told to do. But when I accomplished all of it, when we accomplished all of it, the spiritual awakening, the mental health, as we call it in the medical science world, it hit me like a bus. But now that I'm on the other side of the spiritual awakening, aka mental health, my meaning of life changed so drastically. Now I understand that every human has a different answer to this question. Your answer is different than mine as well, even though we're married and we live a life together. That answer that's sold to us by society's programming and structures, it just feeds into the structures and into the industry that society's built over the last two centuries or so. And it's just a never-ending hamster wheel that we're on. Yeah. It just never stops.
Yeah. And I think this is true for us, you know, like we were not buying into that life of, you know, work hard and, you know,
we were
just, yeah, and we were, but like it ends at some, for us it ended, like for us it was not making us happy anymore. And if it does make other people happy, great, you know, that's good for you. But like for us, I think we were searching for something deeper and searching for some more meaning in life. And I think that takes reflection. And, you know, like your, like the society's definition of, you know, your meaning of life is, you know, what you do with your life. You know, you're a dad, you are this worker, you are, you know, you have all these possessions and you have all these achievements defined by those things. But the truth is, you are so much more than that. You are all the things in between. It's how you live your life, you know, and the energy you bring to a space, you know, your laughter, the way you show love and care to your loved ones. All those things are what really define you, because, you know, that's your being, you as a person, and how you show up in your relationships, your creative side and your creativity. You know, the God is called a creator, and this universe is a creation, because creation, expression, is the nature of life. And we're so caught up in like doing this and doing that we've lost touch with our own being. We're human beings, we're not human doings. And I think coming back to that, you know, aspect of yourself is really, really important. I think it's just lost in modern day society.
Well, even when you meet somebody new, it's, again, society's conditioning. When you meet somebody, what are the first things that you're thinking of to ask them? What do you do for a living? Yeah. You're wondering if they have a house. You're wondering if they're married. And that's what defines people in their minds, right?
Yep.
Materialistic possessions and career status is what defines you, right? And that kind of no longer makes sense to me. Like, we were watching a documentary not long ago on Netflix, and it was about centenarians, and they went to Okinawa in Japan, because there's a lot of people who live over 100 there. And they, when they were asked, how did you do this? They said this word, and they said, ikigai. And that's a Japanese word that means reason to live. It's a concept that they live by that encourages everybody to discover what truly matters and to live a life fulfilled with purpose and joy. And they live a life where their career status and their house and their materialistic possessions have nothing to do with who they are as people.
Yeah, and they're you can just see that they're living a life of purpose and joy, and they're finding meaning in their day-to-day life, in that, you know, they're doing acts of service for their community, and doing things for themselves, and really finding joy in that, like gardening, cooking, you know, and like just being independent, self-sufficient, and, you know, being, you know, mindful in how they live. And it's really like, you know, it's one of the blue zones on the world where people are living over 100.
And
there's definitely something to learn there.
Yeah. And I'm going to speak more on a personal note, but all of this definitely on a personal level connected me to my purpose. And that is to heal wounds and traumas and break karmic cycles, so that our children and future generations moving forward don't have to do it. If we don't do it, then it will get passed on to our children and to our grandchildren until somebody does the inner work in order to release all of our future and past generations and our ancestral lineage from these wounds and traumas that have been passed down to us. Like, I'm feeling stuff that I know that's been passed down from my great-grandfather, that went through my grandfather and my father, and that I'm feeling now in order to process and to heal it and to feel it and to release it. And that's the truth of it, of ancestral lineage. We may not want to come to that conclusion. We will, you know, hide ourselves from it. But these wounds, these traumas, these karmic cycles will keep coming down if we keep ignoring it.
Yeah, and I think what you're speaking to is that, you know, the unconscious behavior of, you know, with, you know, trying to find a job and career, those are these unconscious patterns that you inherited that you don't identify with, that were driving you, and that you came to a point where you were like, no, I can't do this anymore, and this is not for me, and you're breaking those cycles, right? Like, our like, you know, being immigrant families, you know, they have this way with finances, with careers, and this mentality that has to change fundamentally, right? Like, you know, the scarcity mindset, which has to kind of shift. And I think several things play into that, and that's a whole other topic anyway, but those are the cycles, you know, what we learned with this, you know, like unconscious programming that are driving a lot of our adult behavior, which can cause a lot of mental health.
And these wounds and traumas that you carry, I carry as well, even though I was born and raised in Canada and you were and raised in a different part of the world, right? My family also came from...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So immigrant mindset.
Yeah. Yours as well. But here we go, two different perspectives, two different parts of the world that we come from, that we were born in, but we're still carrying the same wounds and traumas that our ancestors carried.
Yeah.
It's in our DNA. And a lot of you listening, I'm sure that you are also carrying the same wounds as well. And, you know, at the end of the day, I gave up my career to focus on being present as a father and a husband now. And I want to be the best dad and husband I can be, because that's a big part of my purpose that I realized. And now I'm in a place where a big part of that purpose is to share my experiences and what I've learned with others, because it can be life-changing for many of you, just as it was for me. And even through this process, it's been life-changing for you as well.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, it's easy to judge yourself for the choices you make, and, you know, and it can be really uncomfortable, but, you know, change is important, and you really have to know what you want and really go for it. And I think you do. And this is what you want. And you are here to share your story. And, you know, expression, you know, freedom of expression is one of the most fundamental innate human needs. And so you're doing it. We're doing it. And I'm hoping that, you know, others would be inspired to share their story and really think about, you know, what the meaning of their life is, and really think and reflect and find purpose.
And that's what I was kind of referring to earlier, the two different answers to that question. What is the meaning of life? There's the answer to that question, which has been programmed by society and structures that we live in. And then there's the answer that I connected to after doing inner work and connecting to my inner voice and my intuition and setting intention on how to live my life. And that's when I connected to all of these answers that I just shared with you guys right now. And don't get me wrong, like, the answers to this question is going to be different for everyone on earth. Yeah. Nobody, no one person is going to have the same answer. The only same answer are the ones that are programmed by conditioning.
Yeah, and I think the point is, you really have to find yourself and find what inspires you, what you're passionate about, and find meaning in that, you know, and what is it you can contribute to the world, to your society, and then find meaning in that, and then also know who you really are, so you're not spending your energy and time in things that really don't inspire you, and you're just doing, you know, for the sake of it, and that's just, like, you know, energy lost.
Yeah, and we all have unique skills and talents and abilities, yeah, and gifts and perspectives on life, and we're all here for a different reason, but the fact is that most of us don't connect to that true answer to the meaning of life, because we're too caught up and stuck in society's version, right? And yeah, it's keeping us trapped in the system.
Yeah, unconscious behaviors of, yeah, what we think life is. So I think all of this was to, you know, for us, what really helped us was meditation and really taking the time to be still and observe, you know, the thoughts that are coming, your desires and all of those, taking the time to reflect, and not just be, you know, driven by that monkey mind. So meditation was great. The other tool, I think, was astrology, that really helped me find my purpose, because the stars have, you know, it's like a roadmap of what your life is, what personality you have, the karma you come with. And I found a lot of answers in, you know, why I was experiencing what I was experiencing, because, you know, there's lessons in there for me in this life. So I found astrology to be a powerful tool as well. And then you had your own experience, yeah, with mediumship.
For sure. And, you know, it was, again, just being caught up in that hamster wheel and that chase on life, right? We were constantly, I realized through meditation and through setting intentions that I was constantly chasing life. And if you constantly keep chasing life, life will always control you. And you're trying to chase life because you're trying to control it. You're trying to control how much money you make. You're trying to control your future outcome. And constantly so worried about what had happened and what is going to happen. And it's just that you're in a constant state of stress and you just can never shake out of it. And that chasing more was just getting nowhere. And I realized that I need to start wanting what I already have in life versus wanting what I don't have.
Yeah.
And like, I realized we already have a good financial situation. You know, there's some struggles, right?
Yeah, but there's a lot we should appreciate and have that, you know, yeah, like you said, you know, you have to want what you have, not want what you don't have.
Yeah, and we're all creators. So just like God is a creator, we have that power within us. As much as we're told that we don't have that power, we do. And at the end of the day, I decided, you know what? I'm not going to let society dictate who I am and who I'm going to be and control that. I'm going to, as a creator, create my own life and start doing the things that I desire and that I'm passionate about. And this is a part of what we're doing today, right? And what I'm doing today. And I started to live my life with intention, and so did you. And we began to gain more clarity on what we truly desire, and we started to live our life daily based on those new desires that we discovered. And that's starting to translate into how we've been spending our life in the last couple of years.
Yeah, for sure. Because, you know, how you spend your days is how you spend your life. And so you really have to be intentional with how you are going about it, your day to day.
Yeah. And it's important to be aware that the only thing that's constant in life is change. From when you're a baby to a young child to a teenager to a young adult to who you are today, your meaning of life will constantly transform over time. It's never going to be the same. And as you grow, so will your purpose in life.
And you have to be aware of this, right? Self-aware.
Self-awareness. And
open. And self-aware of, you know, who you are and what you want. It's so powerful.
Yeah. And to go back to meditation, right? I stumbled upon it. Like, you know the story, right? Where I had a severe anxiety attack and I just laid down to calm myself. I started to breathe deeply and somehow I was just induced into this meditative state. And honestly, it was the most amazing I'd felt in a long time leading up to it. And that connection to meditation, it changed my life. I practice it daily and it's led me to skills, abilities, talents, and purpose I never thought I was capable of, like mediumship, like scanning people's energy. And through all of this, I also learned that my great-grandfather was capable of all these things as well. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I connected to all two generations later, three generations later. And it's amazing to me that I was able to reconnect and begin to pick up where he left off, right? And, you know, it has so many other benefits. It can help people in every aspect of their life. It can help you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. It quiets the mind and the ego, and it provides the mind and the body with the rest it needs from all that constant chatter and noise that's around us every single day. Just like any skill, but you have to practice it to become better at it, and you can't just give up on it.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess, yeah, meditation is powerful, and there are several other modalities, right?
Tons, right? And there's no right or wrong answer here.
Like, no.
It's what works for you,
yeah, right? And I think meditation is one that I think is universal, that allows you to listen to yourself. You don't need anything to meditate. You just need you and you by yourself. The ability to quiet your thoughts.
And you know, so many people actually do it every day without even realizing it.
Yeah.
Like, think about how many people drive to and from work every single day and they get into something called driver's hypnosis.
Yeah.
And I'm sure all of you listening right now can attest to this, where you're driving home, you're driving somewhere, you get from point A to point B, and then you just come to this realization where, how did I even get here?
Yeah. that it's we're naturally made to meditate. It's just we've lost practice and the skill to meditate. So definitely we'll talk more about this in
future episodes episodes. we'll do something specifically about meditation, but at the end of the day, it's really just bringing yourself back to that present moment, right? And not being caught in that constant hamster wheel of thinking about the past or worrying about the future, right? Yeah. It's just being here and now,
present. Yeah, for sure. So I think the purpose of this episode really was to really ask and have the listeners kind of think about what the meaning of their life is. What is the meaning of your life? Who am I? And, you know, what am I here to do?
And what defines you? Yeah. What makes you tick, right?
Are you passionate about? What inspires you? Not your accomplishments, not your possessions, not your relationships. Those are not the thing, not your appearance. Who are you? And you know, what is it that you're passionate about, and what is it that inspires you and makes you happy?
And not on a surface level, which is the point that we're trying to make, right? Yeah. You have to look within, and you have to go deep within, and you sit with yourself and ask these questions, and you'll be surprised the amount of answers that come to the surface. Things that you never would have thought of. Things that will come from left field.
Yeah. But also not, right? Because people do not think about these things at all. Some people may just completely draw a blank. Completely, right? Like, I don't know what my life is beyond, you know, my relationship or beyond my work or beyond my appearance. You know, it can be hard for people to figure that out, but it's so important that you do. That's something I want to leave our listeners with.
Yeah. And today. And with that, like, something not getting an answer is sometimes an answer in itself.
Yeah.
Because now you know that your career status and your materialistic possessions and who you are to the outside world is not the answer to that question.
Yeah. And having no answer is okay, because really it's an opportunity to create your life, create that life of intention and really be who you want to be and find that, you know. But it's important to ask that question and go about your day-to-day life with awareness.
And if there are any of you out there who kind of want a bit of a blueprint, Disha is amazing and super fascinated with astrology. So much so that she's been, in some cases, providing guidance for others, right? It's been pretty, pretty awesome. And her interest and knowledge in astrology, combined with my ability to be able to scan people's energy, can really provide people with a lot of insider information on their physical and mental health, who they are, what gets them going, what their purpose is in life, what they're good at, what they're not good at, mm-hmm. upcoming transits in their life that are maybe good or bad and how to navigate it.
And a lot about karma as well, right? Like, because you will experience suffering. Everybody has suffering in their life, but what are the lessons there for you? And, you know, being aware of that can really kind of, you know, remove some of the struggle and suffering as a result. So,
yeah. And together we can always, you know, think of strategies and, you know, look at your life path and the journey that you're on and put together strategies on how to live a happier, healthier, more joyful life and live a life with more intention and purpose.
Agree.
Yeah. Well, I hope all of you guys enjoyed this episode on the meaning of life. We're definitely going to dive into some more subjects, especially meditation. I'm working on getting some really interesting people come on the show and talk about their perspectives and their journeys as well. So thank you again very much for listening in. Please subscribe, and we will catch you again on the other side in the next episode.
Thanks. Bye, everyone.
Bye.